Welcome to the 302 Seconds While You Wait Keeneland Podcast. I am Dr. Sarah Mom, Director of Educational Service for Early Childhood through 5th grade, and I am excited today to have Mrs. Amadeo here. Give us an opportunity to get to know you and tell us a little bit about your position here in Keeneland.
Thank you for having me. Yes, my name is Teresa Amadeo. I am the ESL Program Coordinator here at Keeneland, and we provide services for our multilingual students. We have two different types of services that we have. One is more based on English instruction, and we recently just started with a bilingual instruction program here at two of our schools, one at McDowell Elementary School and just recently at the high school. As our numbers have been increasing, we are given that opportunity to provide more services to our students.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about a fun fact about you for those that haven't got a chance to meet you in Keeneland. I know you've been in the district for a little bit in your position, but what's a little fun fact about you that maybe people don't know yet?
One fun fact I would say on a professional level is that this is a district that I've been in for the longest, and it just feels like home.
Perfect, perfect. And I love having you as the coordinator here in the district.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about the coordination job.
The coordination job involves ensuring that all of the services across the district and all of the schools are functioning and just being done properly, ensuring that the parents are heard and that they know what the services are about, and working alongside the state to ensure we are receiving the funds that we need to support the students and the teachers and the ESL teachers and bilingual teachers that we have.
The beauty about the position, I think, is it's a lot of compliance for sure.
Yes.
A lot of budgeting.
Yes.
A lot of grants.
Yes.
which might not sound fun to some people. But then you also get the benefit, like you said, of working with the community, working with staff, getting to know the students as well on a personal. So it's like the balance of both worlds.
Yes.
And so that's kind of the fun of the program.
Absolutely.
So I know we have a lot of acronyms in the ELL, ESL, yes, bilingual world.
A ton.
Right. So tell us, what is kind of the difference of what is ELL, ESL? Do they kind of all mean the same? And then you said we have some bilingual programming now. And again, you said at high school and McDowell. What are our typical services, whether we call it whatever acronym, that our students might receive in Keeneland?
So there are a lot of acronyms. And EL, if you see that around, it stands for English learner. So that's specific to the student. ESL, ELL, that's English language learning or English services, language services. And then the bilingual piece is just ensuring that we are telling everyone that we're using a bilingual component. So that looks like, for instance, at McDowell, the students that have just come into the district or they are at a lower level in their language acquisition, they would be using their native language to bridge to the English language. And we do provide that now, as I had said earlier, we do provide that for the high school as well. And we just give the native language support through that bilingual service based on the students' needs. So it's very differentiated to their needs.
And especially as students come in, we always assess them. We assess their needs. They, of course, have state testing that we Correct. Update their needs. But then how do you progress monitor what they need ongoing in the program?
That's a good question. So what we utilize a lot is the access scores for sure. But when we're communicating with the teachers, we do look at their state standardized tests like IAR or iReady, especially for the younger ones, and then just observations from the teachers. And we collect all of that and we decide, you know, does more services need to be put in place? For students who are refusals, especially on top of that, we're looking at that and we're getting data from their content scores, their content work, and their teacher observations, and then we're putting into place a recommendation for the parents as well, just to provide them as much services or supports that we can to ensure that they're successful.
Love it. So much to know about ESL, ELL. Yeah. What if a family or parent, whether you have an ELL student or not, would just like to know more information? How might they find out more information?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there is some information on the website, on the Keeneland website. However, you can email me. You can look up my name, Teresa Amadeo. My email is 14643@keeneland.org, but I will be on the website as well that you can email me. And we do inquire, like we do like when teacher or parents use talking points. That's a system that we use as communication system. And it just helps open the communication up between the district, the staff, and the families at home. So if you're ever interested in that, just email me and I could provide us different report or resources and access to talking points.
Love it. Love it. So much to talk about, but I know it's just a brief little snippet overview of it. So definitely reach out to Mrs. Amadeo, and she's definitely here to really support you.
Absolutely.
So if you have been listening to the end, as you know, we have a weekly raffle, and she is about to give the secret word for this week. And so if you email 302seconds at caneland.org, you will be entered in our raffle. And the secret word is?
The secret word is traditions.
Perfect for this week in the content. So email that word to the 302seconds at caneland.org and you will be entered to win. And just a little update. This week is the end of the trimester. It was actually last week. But report cards for trimester one of kindergarten through fifth grade do come out at 4 p.m. on Friday. So be checking your email if you have a kindergarten through fifth grade student this Friday. And you will see the PDF report card, which is a standards-based report card, sent to your email on Friday. So hopefully a whole lot of celebrations and learning in our K-5 households this weekend. Thank you for stopping by. It was great to chat with you.
Thank you.